Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the Army is investigating the cause of that terrible helicopter crash that killed 9 service members in Kentucky last night. 2 Black Hawk helicopters actually crashed during a training exercise. Officials at Fort Campbell in Kentucky gave an update to the press earlier today. Lisa Autry from WKYU covered it and joins us now. Lisa, what did you learn?
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me. Well, we know this crash happened last night around 10 p.m. in southwest Kentucky near the Tennessee border. It happened in Trigg County near the town of Cades. Kentucky's governor, Andy Beshear, has called it a tough and tragic day. He spoke on post this morning with military officials, and we know that 9 service members perished in the crash. He spoke alongside the deputy commander of the 101st Airborne Division, which is the Army's only air assault division. And that military official said, you know, there were 2 choppers in the air carrying a total of 9. There were 5 people on one, 4 people on the other. He said it's typical to have that many people on a helicopter. There's typically the pilot, the co-pilot, the crew chief, and some medics. And these types of helicopters, they specialize in medical evacuations. And the military official who spoke this morning said he thinks that the accident did not occur during any drills, but it happened in the air while flying. And there's a team headed to Fort Campbell later today to start the investigation.
Well, I mean, just further, I'm guessing you haven't said it, but it sounds as if they crashed into each other.
It appears that way. One witness told the Associated Press that he and his wife live close by, and they routinely see the Fort Campbell helicopters flying overhead. But he said what was unusual last night was how close these 2 aircraft were flying to each other. So that's something that will definitely be investigated.
Look, all of these soldiers based at Fort Campbell, you said, you know, medical training. Do we know more about them?
Police or the Army Post has not released any identities of the 9 service members. Next of kin notifications began this morning and are continuing. But we know these Black Hawk helicopters, you know, really provide a critical mission in the Army, providing, you know, transportation, security, medical evacuations, rescue missions and such. And you know, they were a frequent sight over the skies of Iraq and Afghanistan during the wars, during those combat missions. And we do know that all 9 who perished were based at Fort Campbell from the 101st Airborne Division.
Oh, just terrible. And we know there was another incident with a Black Hawk helicopter just last month.
There was. Last month, 2 Tennessee National Guard pilots were killed when their Black Hawk crashed along an Alabama highway during training exercises. And the last crash at Fort Campbell was in 2018 when 2 soldiers died during training on an Apache helicopter. And then another crash in 2017 killed 2 soldiers based at Fort Campbell as well. So perhaps the military is reevaluating how it uses those aircraft in trainings.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it probably goes without saying, but I'm wondering what you might have heard at this press conference earlier today about how other troops, how the base, how people there are responding to this.
It's obviously a very somber time. Governor Beshear acknowledged the ultimate sacrifice that many service members, you know, make. And he said that the state would be supporting their loved ones, you know, in the days, weeks, months, years to come. And it's the last day of the legislative session here in Kentucky, and the members of the Senate held a moment of silence this morning to honor those crash victims.
Just terrible. Member station WKYU reporter Lisa Autry. Lisa, thank you so much for taking us there. Thank you.
Thank you.